This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A make or break moment for Europe.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. European leaders are holding an emergency meeting right now in Brussels, and observers are calling it a critical moment for Europe. Officials are struggling to figure out how to pay for a second bailout of Greece. For more on all this, let's bring in our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. He's with us live. And Stephen, the debt crisis has been going on for more than a year now. Is today really make or break, as some have said?
Yes, because contagion's been the big fear in this crisis. And in recent days, the crisis has begun to spread to Spain and Italy. Investors reckon that if Europe can't even deal with Greece, they certainly won't be able to support these two much bigger economies, and the euro could fall apart.
Stephen, why has it been so difficult for them to put together this additional bailout money for Greece?
There's a split between the Germans on the one hand and the French and the European Central Bank on the other. The Germans, whose taxpayers bear the brunt of these bailouts, want the private investors, including the banks that bought Greek government bonds, to take a hit. But the French and the European Central Bank have been saying that would be catastrophic, it would be a default, it could trigger a series of defaults and perhaps a European banking crisis, perhaps another recession.
So is there likely to be a deal?
Well, the French and German leaders had a long meeting yesterday. They say they reached a common position. We don't know what it is or whether it's going to work, but certainly the leaders at today's summit are under a lot of pressure. Here's what the normally upbeat president of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, had to say.
The situation is very serious. It requires a response. Otherwise, the negative consequences will be felt in all corners of Europe and beyond.
Indeed, both the US president and the IMF have weighed in, urging the Europeans to fix the problem of Greece before it spirals out of control.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
Well, here in the U.S., with 12 days to go before a potential default, there's no real news when it comes to raising the federal debt ceiling, except it looks increasingly possible that there will be a short-term increase in the nation's credit limit to give Congress and the president more time. Meanwhile, today is opening day for the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Here now with the latest from his Economy 4.0 series on how the new economy can better serve more people. Marketplace's David Brancaccio reports on the institutions that have the ability to help or hurt the new agency.
The Smithsonian, the Vietnam Memorial. That's your standard walking tour of D.C., but this is Marketplace, so let's do a quick lesson in financial power by doing an alternative tour. Corner of 17th and G Streets. Let's direct our attention here, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB. As of today, it's the new regulator to defend consumers from abusive credit cards, deceptive mortgages, and the like. The CFPB's money comes from just a few blocks away. Constitution Avenue at 20th Street, one of the fountains in front of the United States Federal Reserve. The Fed pays the new bureau's bills, so Congress has less oversight, which is essential, says Travis Plunkett of the Consumer Federation of America.
Insulating the Consumer Bureau from the power of the financial services lobby so that they can make the right decisions for consumers without facing a backlash from their friends in Congress. That's what this is all about.
But that insulation is exactly what its critics are worried about. Todd Zawicki is a law professor at George Mason University.
The CFPB is going to be incredibly independent, and I think that's precisely the problem.
Not enough checks and balances, he argues, to keep the new CFPB from crippling the financial services industry. 44 U.S. senators are vowing to hold up confirmation of a new director of the bureau until it's put on a tighter leash. But if opponents want some kryptonite to check the CFPB's superpowers, they'll find some near 15th and Pennsylvania Avenue. What have you guys been looking at?
Everything. We're on our way to the White House right now.
Financial Stability Oversight Council is not on your list?
No, I can't say that it is. I can't say that it is.
The new council, made up of top financial regulators like the Treasury Secretary, has the power to quash new consumer financial protection rules if they see fit. In Washington, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up in Asia, down in Europe this morning. Shares of the real estate website Zillow more than doubled after going public yesterday. On Wall Street in general, though, not so hot. The Dow fell 15 points to close at 12,571.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
Today, the chairman of the Senate Education Committee, Democrat Tom Harkin of Iowa, is holding a roundtable discussion on for-profit colleges. Specifically, he's looking at how to reduce the high rate of defaults on federal student loans that are used to pay for attendance at those for-profit schools. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Harkin says for-profit colleges get $30 billion a year from federal student aid, but too many of their students wind up with debts they can't pay and dim job prospects. Harkin says he's hoping for some good suggestions
on how we move forward to make sure that the taxpayers' dollars are better invested and to make sure that students get a good education.
Harkin's Republican colleagues have boycotted the hearings, calling them biased. Today's panel includes the CEO of DeVry, one of the biggest for-profit college chains. But Brian Moran, with the Association of Private Sector Colleges and Universities, says most of the panelists are critics of the industry.
You may describe it as a round table, but it's one with sharp corners.
Yesterday, Moran's group sued to block a new federal rule aimed at making sure graduates earn enough to pay their debts. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, to the UK and a job advertisement that asked for applicants who wanted to be a nail technician. Previous nail experience was preferable, but not essential. But the company that placed the ad knew something was wrong when several beauticians applied for the job. They didn't mean those kind of nails. The job was with a construction company. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau opens for business Thursday, so it's hiring.
We have people on staff today whose other alternatives within the private sector are, and I am not exaggerating, 5 times, 10 times, or 20 times the level of compensation they are able to command here.
I'm Kai Rizdal. The costs of protecting consumers next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.